We would worship thee, O Lord, maker of heaven and earth. We would praise thy holy name and bow down before thee, so as to surrender our lives to thee, for thou and thou alone art our Lord. O eternal God, the creator and preserver of all mankind, we beseech thee to bestow upon this seminary thy manifold gifts of grace, thy truth to those who teach, thy laws to those who learn, thy wisdom to those who administer, and thy steadfastness to all who bear her name. Bind us together by these gracious influences of thy Spirit into that fellowship which can never fail, the company of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, we humbly acknowledge our many sins and offenses against thee. We have neglected occasions of good which thou gavest. We have been overcome by temptations from which thou wast ready to guard us. We have trusted to the wisdom of this world rather than to the way and wisdom of Christ. We have looked too little to the good and happiness of others and too much to our own gain and pleasure in all our plans. Father, whose nature and property is ever to have mercy and to forgive, receive our humble confession through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yesterday, Dr. Binkley read a paragraph from the Epistle to the Philippians. I should like today to read three paragraphs from the same epistle. I hope, with the help of the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by having news about you. For I have no one like him who would take such a real interest in you. For they are all looking out for their own interests, not for those of Jesus Christ. But you know his character, and how like a son helping his father he has worked like a slave with me in preaching the good news. So I hope to send him to you just as soon as I can, so that I can see my case, as soon as I can see how my case is going to turn out. I trust the Lord to enable me to come to you myself before long. But I feel that I must send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow laborer, and fellow soldier, whom you sent to look after my needs, for he has been longing to see you all, and has been greatly distressed because you heard that he was sick. For he was sick and nearly died, but God took pity on him, and not only on him, but on me, to save me from having one sorrow after another. So I am all the more eager to send him, so that you may have the pleasure of seeing him again, and I may feel more relieved. So give him a hearty Christian welcome, and value men like him very highly, for he came near dying for the Lord's work and risked his life to make up for what was lacking in the service you have done me. Now, my brothers, goodbye, and the Lord be with you. I do not mind writing the same thing over and over to you. It is necessary for your safety. Look out for those dogs, those mischief makers with their amputation. We are the true circumcision, who worship God by his Spirit, priding ourselves only on Christ Jesus and not relying on physical advantages, though I at least am entitled to rely on them. If anyone thinks he can rely on his physical advantages, still more can I. Dr. Binkley yesterday suggested to us that there were three marks or characteristics of a school of scholars in community. I should like today to point out that there are three marks of a worshiping community, as set forth in one of these paragraphs. Things that differ are marked by differences. And therefore, the Christian community is a marked community in that it is different from other communities because it has been marked as different. And this passage suggests for our meditation this morning that there are three marks of a worshiping community. The first of these marks is that we worship God by His Spirit. To worship means to surrender the human being to God. We like to divide human beings into parts. I suppose it's all right for us to do that if we remember that we aren't parts. We are not spare parts made by anybody. We are human beings. And when we come to worship, we come to adore one so as to surrender to that one who is adored all ourselves. And that means that we bring our minds to Him so that His mind may be in us. It means the bringing of our wills so that they may be uprooted and His will and purpose may be articulated through us. It means the surrender of our consciences to Him so that He may cleanse them and in purifying them cause us to be the kind of people He wants us to be. It means all of these together so that we as human beings become the instruments for the articulation of His purpose in the world. Worship, therefore, is the surrender of a human soul to its Maker, and it's to be done without sanction. It's to be done without force. It can never be achieved by bribery. Worship can only be done in the Spirit of God. And we are they who worship by His Spirit. And when we worship by His Spirit and are made into new people, that newness is reflected in all that we are and all that we do, so that we do not invite the world to bring its gifts into the church. We recognize that in the church, that worshiping community, we have been given the gifts of God, and in worship we go through open doors to all the houses of the world to transform the lives that are found therein. And if some of them are led to bring their gifts to the church, we shall praise our Father for His action. If they are not led to bring their gifts, we shall not let that deter us in becoming and remaining a community that worships God and serves human beings. The second distinguishing mark of a worshiping community is that it boasts only in the Lord Jesus. You see, we do not distinguish ourselves in this community. We are distinguished by another, by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, since we are made distinguishable from other groups and persons and things in the world by the Holy Spirit, we have no right at any moment, under any circumstance, to boast save in Christ. For he who is confronted by Him and has his being in Him moment by moment knows that he can't boast save in Him through whom he gets his life. And the third mark of the Christian community that is the Christian community at worship, is that no human being ever allows himself to depend on physical advantages. If we ever really understood what it means to die, we would never again be bothered by an attempt to secure our lives in this world. Every physical advantage is a gift, and when it's a gift, it is no longer an advantage. 3 marks. We worship God by His Spirit. We boast in the Lord. And we never rely for our security in this moment or any that ever shall be in the things of this world. Let us stand. The peace of the rolling waves to you. The peace of the warm earth to you. The peace of the moving air to you. The peace of the shining stars to you. The deep peace of the man of peace, even Jesus our Lord, to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.